Pulp MX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Check out our 2024 roster of Maximus Volan, Seth Hamaker, Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, and Austin Forkner. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Ken Roczen, look, considering you fell in the first practice, second practice you didn't get a time, then you had to go to the LCQ, I mean, you'll take it?
No, absolutely. I came off the track. The second I came off the track, I told Billy, I'm like, I'll take it as a win. Like, let's get out of here.
Your goggle strap broke on the line?
Yeah, there was a lot of shit going wrong, actually. And if I'm completely honest, like on Wednesday, I was working in my freaking yard, so I was covered in pollen. You know, we had a shit ton of leaves. So then I start getting a scratchy throat, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be the pollen or whatever. Well, then, like, 2 days later is Friday, and, dude, my throat is just, like, on fire. My neck's kind of swollen. My joints ache. So I don't know if it is allergy stuff or not, but so I decided to take DayQuil. I haven't taken DayQuil, like, ever. Okay. But I'm like, fuck, I really feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I took DayQuil, and I just, dude, that made me, like,
really?
Almost, like, drowsy.
You take NyQuil?
I felt, yeah. No, it wasn't NyQuil. Because I don't do that. That's okay. That makes you really feel like crap. But, like, then I researched a little bit, and there's just stuff in there that can kind of make you drowsy.
Yeah.
But I just felt, like, off, you know what I mean? And then I started off the first practice, the crash. Then I almost weeded it again when I tucked the front, and my arm went off the freaking bars. So then, yeah, 14th in qualifying practice. And it just was a tough night. This was the last race I wanted to be in an LCQ, and I managed to get in there. Having said that, I feel like the LCQ actually, like, it helped me.
Yeah.
You know,
on the podium, right?
Yeah, I was just focused on the start. I'm like, shit, like, stuff can go wrong.
Yeah.
But once I was there, then I kind of, like, I did some different rhythms and got more familiar with the track. Like, it helped me tonight big time. But then starting so far outside, too, that was the
time. Hold it, though.
Yeah, I had to nail it. And but I just, it wasn't good enough to go with those guys. I had to kind of just stay where I was at and be smart about it. So in the end, it turned out to be a night where I actually maybe gained some points on Eli, you know, instead of, like, fuck, not qualifying out of the LCQ? It's not.
Now, they said it was you've never been doing it for the LCQ, but I swear you have. Have you? I don't know. Is this the first time you remember?
Maybe it is, because
KTM days?
KTM days in Salt Lake. Like, it was a weird deal. It's the year I won the championship in 2013, but I decided to, like, go back because of my heat race. Like, I crashed, and I was so far back, so I just pulled out, and, you know, then things got to worse, and then I didn't make it there right before Vegas.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. I swear you did one.
I remember, too, as well.
Track like this, you know, it just, it's brutal, right? And guys are, jets going over the sand wall. They're going 2-3-3-3. Like, I guess you got to kind of calculate that kind of risk when you're out there. Like, what do I want to do? What don't I want to do?
Absolutely. I knew I didn't have the speed. And then after Jet passed me, I saw him jump over the wall. So then I did it. And that was sweet when you nailed it, because you just, it was just, that was probably the biggest pain in the ass section on the whole track.
Okay.
And, but then the lip got so knocked down, you wouldn't have made it anymore. So I just, it was fine. And then I kept it close with Aaron too. And yeah, it was.
He said he busted it out late.
Aaron
busted what out?
The wall.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I don't know. I was just far enough away where I wasn't that close to, but, yeah, no, it ended up being, man, I mean, fifth, like, I'm really happy. Me and the team, like, this was a good night for us.
The happiest fifth you've ever gotten in your life.
100%.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries.
Good to meet you guys.
All right, Adam Ciancirillo, good start. Brutal track. I was just talking to Albright, and I said, like, because I ride, right? I'm 4-time Manitoba champ. If someone who rides could go out on that track and just try to double the stuff, they would have maybe even more respect for you guys than we already do?
Well, that's what I was saying the last – I feel like on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, a lot of people are, like, saying the tracks are easy.
Yeah.
And, dude, if you were to go walk these things after the main events,
yeah.
I told somebody after last weekend, like, there's a lot of – you take your average rider out of, like, Fox Raceway or something on a Tuesday and you put them out there, they would have a tough time just rolling around the track without falling over. Yeah, it's wild when you're taking off and landing in ruts just nonstop. So it's like you're balancing. the whole time. But
when
you're
going to triple, and you want you know this route, you know this route, you like this line, right? And it's developing. When do you have to switch out of it? Does it take one foot drag to be like, I got to get out of it?
I mean, it's kind of like just a feel thing, really. Yeah. I mean, you go to the same line for until it starts getting close. A lot of the times out tonight, the ruts were so soft, they would, like, sometimes, same thing at Indy, the ruts will get deep enough, and then they'll start to cave in on you, and then that's when you really start, it starts pulling the bike down, and kind of like what happened to Chiz in the LCQ, kind of, you can, even just a double, you can easily go over the bars. Just
like, I gotta try something new.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the toughest part for me is tracks like this, because it's so sticky, and it's pulling my front end kind of everywhere. And a lot of the ruts, you know, there's three or four ruts in every turn. They get used a lot, and it's a lot of acceleration bumps. Another thing that's kind of a struggle.
Well, good thing we haven't had too many tracks like this year.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been great. Reminds me of, what is it, Anaheim 2. Remember Anaheim 1 06? They made it so incredibly technical. And so at Anaheim 2, they were like, F these guys, and they made it like a freeway.
Was that the retro race or no? No, not the retro race.
Anyway, it was Stu washed the front in the corner before the mechanics area. It was a good one. Yep. But, yeah, we need one of those.
Did you fall late?
Do what?
Did you fall late?
No, see.
Okay, so you lost a lot of time in spots.
Yeah, no, so I'm a terrible lapper.
Yeah, you said that before.
In the best way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I see the guys coming, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to be, you know.
Yeah.
And so I ended up letting Benny Bloss by because I thought he was a leader. Yeah. And then I ended up letting Mitchell Oldenburg by because I thought he was a leader. Okay. It's like, I was talking to Nick. I actually, you know, my
you care about 12th a little more.
Well, it's not so much about caring. It's just try to have proper etiquette out there. But if I, you know, the difference between, like, I can get 10th or 9th. Yeah. It's just, like, I need to ignore the blue flags more, I guess. Because those guys know how to ride with the blue flags, and I just don't. And that's credit to them. I'm not saying that, you know, they were better than me anyway, but
because I had you in fantasy, and I was just like, what happened? Yeah, you look. Those guys got by you pretty quick. So I got to start watching you a little bit.
I'm always looking back. I mean, I'm like breaking my neck like an owl out there. And I saw Webb and Chase coming up over the triple. I looked back in the sand, and I was going to the inside. I'm like, shoot, I better hurry. And so I tucked way inside in the sand and just rolled and sat there. And I think Cooper made a mistake. I heard the crowd go wild. Cooper made a mistake. So I ended up just sitting there for like 5 seconds, you know. And then all these guys are just, you know, it's. They see $1,000 in front of them, and they are not having it. But
that's $500 at a point right there.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I was happy with my start. Finally, I've been letting myself like double clutch it. I got a good start, but it was still squirrely. I almost took three dudes out to my right. So apologies for that. But yeah, at least the start was good.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for this, and we'll see you in St. Louis Friday night, the live show. And I got to get you a gift card of some sort.
Yeah, give me something. Yeah. Give me some Outback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that.
Thanks,
buddy.
All right.
Cool. All right, TJ Albright. Hey, you're back in the 250 class. You went from not going to make the main, got to go to the LCQ, to in it. And for a guy like you, that's huge to not do the LCQ.
Yeah. It definitely. For a while, I was riding in ninth, and then I was like, I'm good. And then Thrasher's mechanic put out his pit board and said, get 116. And I was like, man, completely forgot that he went down the first turn. And then my strong suit's kind of the whoops, and I was like, all right, I need to make something happen on the last lap.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't make the pass in the whoops, and we came around going down the start straightaway, and I seen Miller went to the outside, and I honestly said to myself, I was like, dude, why are you doing that? But I am going to, I would have been so miserable if I didn't try to make the pass, but it wasn't dirty or anything. I just threw it in there, and not have to go to an LCQ is big time.
I mean, we've seen you make it through the LCQ, but nobody wants to do that.
It's so stressful. It's way too stressful.
Tough track tonight. Man, yeah. I mean, look, you've been doing some 4WD stuff, so you've seen what it's been like. I don't envy you guys, man. It's like, which rut am I going to maybe die on?
Yeah, exactly. That's honestly that rhythm after the first turn, when you had two off the little one and then to go three, you were three and off two big ones. Yeah. And honestly, there's a few times I'm like, I haven't hit this rut, and this honestly could be the rut where I ditch my bike in the air. And then rhythm section before the whoop section. Like in the main, I was like, I didn't do any triples the whole time, and I honestly felt like a novice rider how the ruts were and everything like that. It's just crazy, because I was even watching the 450 main at the truck on TV, and I was like, the track for those guys is way worse.
Yeah.
And then like on TV, I was like, man, it doesn't look that bad, but just being out there, like, it's so crazy.
I don't think the average fan, again, I'm in the press box. I don't think the average fan could really grasp the things that you guys got to do. And then on another level, as good as you are, you know, what Jed and Chase and Texan are doing on that track, I don't think these fans have any fucking clue.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. If they could walk the track after a 450 main event,
if they're dirt bike riders.
Yeah, if you think you're, you know, ridden some gnarly tracks, like even Alabama was gnarly and – here was gnarly, and just watching Indy last week and talking to a few buddies that were there, this year has been kind of crazy with how much weather we've gotten at these races, and just how the tracks are breaking down. And but if they went to a little shorter mains, I think it would be better, because like the last couple laps of even the 250 main, there was carnage everywhere. I seen Smitty Goat went down, a few other people were going down, and it's just like, dude, let's try to survive, just try to stay alive.
I mean, because I went riding last week, and they're like, just at my cheesy track, a couple of ruts developed on the face of this tabletop, and I was like, kind of, you know, it's like, imagine doubling and tripling with ruts, right?
Yeah, it's crazy too. Like, even the simplest thing for us is when you cross over the mechanics area to just jump onto a top of a tabletop, and every single lap in my heat race and in the main, when I would come by the mechanics area, only thing I pictured was AP in Detroit. Because I was like, because it was down to, you're turning, and it was down to the wood. And then there was a rock that we're kind of jumping off of, the rock that's in the face. So it's so gnarly. And if average fan could go out there and ride the track, it would be, I think they would have a lot more respect for even us guys at the back of the pack of the main event.
Well, hey, good job. Another main event for you. That's always good for a guy like you. And keep it up, man.
Yep. Thank you. Cool.
All right, Aaron Plessinger, last week you said you were only there because KTM made you go to the scrum because you weren't happy.
No,
yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I said
Steph made you go. But this week, that was a great ride. You were all over Jet, and now you came willingly to the media scrum. Good job, man. It was a great race for the lead, as you'll see, so I was watching a lot of that. And then I had you in fantasy, so when you got into, like, fifth, I'm like, okay, we're good. And then, dude, by the end, I'm like, holy shit, so good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good ride. Got a good jump off the start, and then kind of got shuffled back in the first corner, and I was like 11th or 12th coming across the line in the first, and me and Jet kind of linked up, and we just kind of clicked off laps, and I knew, like, at some of the laps we caught Coop and Chase, and it was honestly, like, if we weren't so far back, I would have thought it was fun. Dude, we were getting roosted, and it was just a little stressful. But, like, thinking back on it now, it was a really, really good ride. And almost caught Jet. I think I was sneaking up on him a little bit because he kind of just backed off a little bit, like, those last two laps. So I don't know if he knew I was coming. But good ride overall. Yeah. Best ride in a couple weeks. And I needed it.
Yeah. Were you able to, like, did he show you anything when you were kind of behind him? Did you pick up anything, the wall thing or anything?
That sand wall. Yeah. Jumping over the wall. And then, what was it? One of the rhythms.
Next rhythm, he was doing 2-3-3-3 very consistently.
Yeah. I seen that. I didn't do that in the main. I did that in the heat race. Yeah. But, did not do it in the main. I seen him do that, and one time he cased it, and I caught up to him because I was going 2-3-2-3-1, and that was the most consistent line that I saw, and I just kept doing that, and then obviously he started ripping in the middle, and he was just kind of clicking off laps and laps and laps and. About five laps to go, I started catching him back, and I was like, all right, well, maybe I can really, like, come after him.
Yep.
And I did, and just came up short.
Seemed like the whoops were a jump and then blitz out. That was kind of the move, like, by the end?
Yeah, honestly, I was blitzing him pretty much the whole time.
Okay.
I would jump over that first tall one, and I would almost like do kind of a jump, like blitz something, thing. Yeah. And that's how I got Kenny, I think. Can't remember. Yeah. But now at the end, I started kind of wheeling in triple. Yeah. I wish I would have done that the whole time, but you know, you live, you learn.
That rhythm after the first turn, Eli did it in first practice. Is that something that you, hey, Eli did this, and I'm going to watch it, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to. And then the next practice, it looked like you, Bam, Chase. I don't think you guys did it, but you all tried, and no one did it. And then Jet did every lap, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're in for a long night because this kid is greasing it, no problem. And then, like you said, the heat track was better. You guys all ended up doing it. Like, what's the mentality or the progression where you're like, okay, Eli did this, and you know the track walk, someone's going to try this. But and then how do you go through that?
Yeah, I was actually looking at it, and I actually said something to Coop, and he kind of looked at me like I don't know.
You're going over big, yeah.
Yeah, and it was not a deep belly in there, and I was like, maybe. And then Coop looked at me like I had three eyes, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just forget about it.
Well, this fun guy doesn't.
Yeah. So, no, when I seen him do it that in the practice, I was like,
who, Eli?
Yeah. I was like, all right, okay. It is doable. So next practice, I tried it. I think I didn't get the three out. I did the two, three, and then a 2-1. And
was that the harder one, the last three?
It was hard to get over the tall one. Yeah. And I didn't get it there, but I got it good in the heat race a couple times. Yeah. And then I'd like to think that after Jet got me, I put some pressure on him, and he messed it up. Yeah. He messed it up. So I like to think that was because of me.
Yeah.
But he was. He must have been clicking off that in the main because he yanked me for a good five or six laps.
I always find it interesting because you guys are world-class racers, and when someone can do something that others like you are like, I'm not sure, I'm going to try, and then someone greases it, I'm always impressed because, I mean, the level between you guys are so narrow, and I'm always like, fuck, if that guy's doing it and that guy's not, it's got to be gnarly, you know? That's kind of how I think anyways.
Yeah, and it's like it's almost – it's so intimidating because you're coming off of a 3-footer, which is really like, it's almost like a 1.5 to 2 feet, because the belly is like, it's almost like a dugout tabletop, and you just, dude, you got to seat bounce and pray.
Over the five.
Yeah, literally. You got to seat bounce and pray that you get over that. And then there's a tiny one on the backside, so you're like, I don't know. It's very intimidating.
It's always impressive for me to see when guys like you are like, I couldn't do it. And I always – I'm impressed by that stuff, you know. So, good job. Great ride. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, Benny Bloss, first of all, impressive that I saw you skim a rhythm section. That really stood out for me. Like, just bang. Yeah. Thank God for those legs.
Yeah, I started hitting a different line to try to stay out of the ruts. And, dude, I tried to do a three, and the face was pretty laid out from – people casing it, oh my goodness. Yeah. Cased it and literally skimmed the rest of the section. Yeah. Yeah. Probably five or six singles. Completely. One of them was a 5-footer. I was like, I thought I was going down. But
if you were JT and you did that, you'd be dead. You'd still be in the ambulance.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it over the first one. But
no, good ride, man. You were way back to start. And the next thing I know, you're 15th. Next thing I know, you're 13th. You ended up 12th. So, yeah, you got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. That was the best I've ridden in a main event in a really long time.
Oh, yeah, even better than your 10th, couple Daytona-ish?
Yeah. I 100%. Yeah. Way better riding-wise. Mm-hmm. I felt like I raced the entire time. I actually had, like, aggression the entire time, which was nice. I think I got some mud in my hole shot device off the start, and so my button was stuck for the first two rhythms, but that's not ideal. But, hey, man, we had a really good ride. I'm stoked with it, and... yeah, try to get better.
Where does this track rank for difficulty from other races we've had this year, which seems like almost every single one? But was this one of the tougher ones, or was it kind of normal?
I feel like it was one of the tougher ones. The dirt was super grabby. It was really, really rutted. I don't know, man. The last, like, six or so have been so nasty. It's definitely up there as far as gnarly goes.
All right. Well, hey, good job, man. Way to go. Impressive skim of the rhythm section.
Thank you.
All right, listen, Levi, the only supercars you ever able to win were Triple Crowns. Cross it off, man. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good to finally get a normal win.
You were on it all day. Look, hometown race, we get it. You did well. That's in the heat last year. Yeah. So we get it. But I don't know, man. I think it was more than just the hometown boost for you. I think you did the work on the off week. And I don't know. You made a statement, I think.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I just felt I was telling just everybody, my mom, dad, and my girlfriend and stuff, like, I knew if I rode to my full potential, I could do something like that. And I felt like I haven't quite rode to my full potential yet. And I knew with the track breaking down, like, I'm a pretty technical rider. And, man, it just all clicked. Like, it felt fairly easy for me. So
Yeah, it's weird to say, like, a win is easy, but I agree, right? It looked really – I barely watched you cause in the main. I'm like, he's gone. What's your biggest thing? Was it lappers or was it lions?
Lappers, dude. We're fucking chaotic. Yeah. Like, dude –
yeah, they're hanging on out there.
Oh, I know. And you can't do anything about it. I mean, they're racing their race. And when it's rutted like that, you just don't know where they're going to go. Yeah. Like, they could cross right in.
Yeah. I mean, rolled the finish line one lap.
Oh, yeah. I screamed at him. I feel bad. I don't even know what I said to him. But, yeah, he couldn't do anything. And, yeah. I mean, it felt like I gave so many chances to lose that main. So then at the end, when I realized I, like, won by that much, I was like, well, at least I was fine either way. But in a normal race.
You kind of didn't know the gap you had, or?
No, the team did a good job. Like, I'm glad they didn't give me a big gap, like, on the pit board like that, because then your mind can start playing games with you. So I just kept telling myself that somebody was close the whole time. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's it like lapping Jordan Smith? Like, I mean, look, he's a good dude, and you never want to see that, but at some point you're like, oh, look at that.
I didn't even think about that until – like an hour after the race. Oh, okay. I was like, man, like, as a point, I forget about the points in this situation, you know. I just feel like it's another race. But yeah, in that terms, I'm really glad he's okay, obviously. But man, that's like, it's crazy that it, you know, for him, I don't know what he ended up, but yeah, shitty deal for him. But I don't know, it helps me, obviously.
Look, Mitch Payton's got both red plates. He's over here. He's cracking jokes. He's making fun of me. Life's good for Mitch Payton right now. You and Cam got the red.
Yeah, it's been a long time for him, I think. So hopefully he's proud of us. And, yeah, he's been doing a great job. He's probably drinking a beer right now, yeah. But
I have a source deep in the Kitchen family that told me you didn't realize St. Louis was a West race.
No, I actually thought I plan on going to the beach next weekend just to chill.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, hey, you got a race next weekend. So I got to book a flight still, which I always wait till the last minute, and it screws me. But, yeah, I guess we're racing next weekend. Yeah.
Well, hey. Congratulations. Dominating win in the hometown. It's got to feel great. Good job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Lars Lindstrom. Look, both Lawrence brothers won a heat. That's pretty cool. Good job for Hunter. And I don't know if that's ever been done in our sport before. But that's a good start to the night. And then, honestly, Jet crashed, stalled, and got hung up with a lapper, and still might have won the damn thing. I think he backed it down near the end. So I don't know if you can be upset is what I'm getting at, Lars.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel the same way. I mean, there's a couple things I'm really happy about today. One of them was Shimoda in the fake start, whole shot.
Yep.
In the heat race, whole shot. And in the main event, just kind of got hung up. It didn't come in the first turn great, but still made a couple decent moves and came out okay.
Working on starts on the break?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's been the thing holding him back, right? Yep. So it's not just about, you know, him and the bike. It's about, you know, not just technique things and stuff. It's about, you know, gate picks and just confidence, I guess. So trying to work on that. So hopefully we can build some confidence with him. And for him to get a podium was cool.
I missed the pass on Marchbanks. It was late?
Yeah, where was that?
Whoops.
I think it was over that sand wall, I think.
Yeah.
But either way, so that was all right. And then, Hunter won that heat race, which is a big improvement.
He's still awesome.
Yeah. His shoulder's still kind of getting stronger, you know, from a Daytona thing. And then, so super cool for him. And honestly, him in the main, I'm more stoked on that because he wasn't good in the beginning. And then he kind of kept getting stronger. And then, like, the last four laps, he went from, like, ninth to seventh or 10th to seventh or something. He passed Barsha, he got Anderson, he got Barsha, he got Jay Coop, and he did 54s. He was the fast guy on the track at the end. So, like, the end of the race for him was super good.
Which, is he practicing much during the week with this injury or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's able to ride now. Okay. Yeah, I think maybe the first after the first race, you know, last week at Indy, he was surprised at how much it still kind of bugged him. And just kind of felt weak, I think. So, yeah, I think maybe they backed it down a little bit this week. Okay. But anyways, getting better.
So, yeah, you were happy with his last half of it.
Yeah. I mean, seventh for him coming from, I mean, he was like 12th for a while, you know, whatever. Good race. And then Jet, damn, dude. Like, I mean, before the race, I knew that there had been a the sand had developed to where you could possibly jump over the wall, which he did earlier in the day, but not very good.
Some guys were kind of bouncing at practice.
Yeah. And he probably did it the cleanest out of anybody when he did his fast time in Q2. So I kind of let them know, like, hey, dude, I think if you go outside, you can jump the wall. Yeah. So I think he looked at it on the parade lap and whatever. And then start, you know, I got pinched off, didn't have the greatest start, and then kind of, you know, trying to be safe. Yeah. But then as soon as he jumped that thing and he did it super clean, I mean, it was like, it was probably a second, at least.
So right.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he did it so clean, and then the next section did that really good for a while, and then he was doing 3-3-3-1, and then he was fast in the loop. So, like, he caught those guys from way back.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Lewis was like, if he wins this, I'm going back to MXGP. Because, like, you know, he shouldn't have won. Like, it was even after he fell. And Lewis is like, I'm going back to MXGP.
Yeah. It was unreal when he was coming through. And it was funny after he fell, you know, he had caught them, was right there, hit the back of the web, probably should have been a little more patient or been more aggressive, I guess, maybe gone for it.
Yeah.
Either way, however you want to look at that. But he got up and there was 14 minutes left or like 12 minutes left. I'm like, dude, we got a lot of time. Yeah. So, but you know, obviously that line kind of went away in the sand. He made another mistake and stalled it, I think. So then, I think at some point he kind of realized, man, I'm trying a little too hard. This is kind of the rookie kind of thing that people will do. And, you know, he's smart like that, you know. Yeah. So he backed it down and just kind of rode it in, I guess. Yeah. Even though he kind of got close again for a bit and then back again. And the track was gnarly.
It's going to look in the history books as a third. And you're just going to shrug your shoulders. But it was an impressive third, let's say that.
Yeah. And it could, I mean, if... I thought it was going to be just an awesome win for him because, I mean, he went around. He passed, like, three guys over that wall.
Yeah.
I think he passed, whatever. It was unreal. Not a bad night. I mean, got to be happy with it.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, Marchbanks, great ride in the heat and in the main. Can we just get a fucking start? What do we have to do here? Do we have to sign you up for a start class? I don't know. Does Phil need to teach you how to start because you blew by him both times? Great job, but you got to be pissed, right? Because, I mean, you had a shot.
Yeah. No, I've told everyone this tonight. I don't know. We practiced a lot of starts. I thought I figured something out. It's not working at the race. Something's different over the plastic here. So we really got to figure out something with clutches.
Buy a plastic grate, right? Or something.
We do. Oh, okay. And it's just like I don't spin at club. So, like, I don't. I know the throttle that last moto, like, I took it real easy to see if that was the issue, and no, I don't know, but I bought.
So are you happy, or, like, you know what I mean?
I'm not happy with the starts, so okay. I told them, I was like, I don't care if we do it Monday or Tuesday, but we need to do 50 starts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if I go through clutches all day, I just want to figure it out, even if I could start 7th or 5th, like, I would have podiumed even easier tonight, so, no, it sucks, because me and Jason have been working really hard together on the bike. I feel like the speed's really good now. Tonight, I felt really good on the track. And it was a bummer at the end. I lost it, but it is.
Where did he get you? I missed that.
He got me in the whoops. What happened was, I don't know how it happens. It's like a blur once you think of it now. But I messed up the first rhythm, and had to double all through. And then a lapper kind of got into my way on the second rhythm, so I couldn't triple any of them. So he got right on me, and then I messed up at coming out of the turn. And then I tried getting on him on the last lap, lap and a half.
Yep.
And someone jumped right into me off the finish and about killed me on the landing.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you just ruined that chance for me to get third. Thanks, dude. And it is what it is. I mean, I shouldn't have done that, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm happy with the speed, and at least I know I could constantly be up there.
We saw you at the podium earlier this year. It wasn't muddy out there. It was just ruddy. It's weird that a kid from Utah is so damn good in these conditions.
Yeah. You know, I got to thank club. Obviously, we've rode in a lot of things, but I think going back before even Club MX when I was a kid, I got to thank my dad. My dad, you know, built this big old rut track in his alfalfa field. And, man, he'd water that thing until there was standing water on it the night before. And you go out there and you're like, oh, it looks perfect. And there's like a foot and a half of mud. So, yeah, we'd have like 10 people out there, and it was a muddy, gnarly mess. So
you were impressive in the heat and the main. Also impressive, I mean, you just blew Phil's doors off both times.
I love Phil, and I feel very bad. I hope he figures it out. I mean, if I could get his starts, I would be very grateful.
Let's mix the two club riders.
That's what I asked. I said, you need to help me on starts. He's like, no, you figure it out. And then after the main, he's like, we need to figure it out. I'm like, thank God. Yeah. I'm like, please help me.
Listen, you rode really well. You should be stoked. And maybe I started the interview off like in a negative about your starts. I'm half kidding because you just – we got to get that fixed because you rode really well. So I want to end the note in the interview like – yeah, as much as I was, that was great. Good job all day.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, it's okay to be negative at times, but I mean, trust me, I want to be a podium guy. I know I can be a podium guy, and yeah, hopefully, you know, this year we can end it with a couple, and at least I know I'm fighting this year instead of before where, you know, guys would fall and I would just get in there and then sit third. And I was
with Jordan's crash too, you made up some points there.
Yeah, it sucks to see that. Like, obviously, I want to catch those guys, but it's part of racing. You got to stay up and you got to do the deal.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Shane McElrath, man, when are we ever going to have, like, a normal Supercross race? Like, I feel for you guys. I brought this up to AP yesterday, or last week, I should say. It's not fun. It doesn't look fun. Is it fun?
Well, it's funny that you say that because I try not to complain, but, dude, it's really tough.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to stay there mentally and just like, dude, like practice I didn't feel bad, but it's like hard to put a lap together that's decent. And so then going into the night show, you're like, I did all the segments okay, but I haven't really done that many laps, and it's like, well, let's go race. It's
almost pulled the start whole shot in the heat, but went a little wide.
My I couldn't see to my left. I didn't know if anybody was there, but I was for sure going to outbrake them, and I outbraked them for sure.
It is one of those races where it's like, I don't know how you I was telling Adam this. You're hitting a rut. You're tripling in. You're hitting a rut, triple. And then at some point, you're like, well, that thing's going to kill me. Mm-hmm. And then you got to move. And then how do you move? When do you move?
I think you move whenever it shoots you different. Okay. And then you find something different because – It's hard when you're in a groove. It's hard to get out of that groove because you're like, dude, it's working. But then it's like all of a sudden you cross rut, and then you find other lines on accident. But it's like it's not guaranteed that it's good or not. You kind of, that's where I think for me being more like Anderson, being more like Barcia, like loose. It's like that's what I need to be, but it's hard because I feel like if I'm any looser, I'm going off the track. It's I don't know that there's a good answer to that.
I just want a race where I can watch you guys, and maybe we'll get it next week because St. Louis is good dirt normally, and we're in the dome. I just want to watch a race where you guys are pushing, scrubbing, moving all over to pass people. I really want that.
Yeah, and honestly, I guess personally, Glendale was really maybe the first and last time that happened, because it's like the track doesn't really change because it's that hard packed, and it's just like intensity, aggression, scrubbing. And I mean, that's where it's kind of like an obstacle course out there. Okay, just work your way through, and if somebody makes a mistake and then you ride really intense for two straightaways and then you're like, okay, I gotta figure this out again just to pass him. And that's kind of how the passes are made. So
Did you see your teammate Chiz, 84-year-old Chiz, go over the bars?
I did. I was a little worried for him. I mean, when you're old and you hit the ground, like,
I thought he was going to turn into dust.
It is. I mean, and he came back. He was like, dude, it's whatever. Because, I mean, he was riding good. Like, that's the thing. And he was like, oh, if I had a rode like that in the heat, I would have been fine. But it's like he's okay. And he's like, it's – I've seen him more upset than that, so it's good.
Well, let's hope for a normal track next week. Thanks, man.
Yes, please.
Cool. All right, Carson Mumford. Hey, fifth. That's a really good race for you. When we last saw you, wasn't good on a 250. Much improved today. Very good. You charged forward as well. You had to be really stoked.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've had a few weeks off, 3 or 4 weeks off. I rode the 450 at one round, and it seemed like when I was riding the 250 before, I had great speed, I have great talent, and great bike ability, but I was lacking more of last 7 minutes of the race, right? Because at Arizona, I rode in fourth place until 7 minutes, and then I was pretty much just hanging on for dear life. Yeah. So I just, you know, it's hard to work on your weaknesses, right? Because I can go to the track, and I can pretty much do the same lap time as anyone that's there, especially at a practice day.
Yeah.
So I can do that all day. I can jump any jump and take it easy on myself. Or I could, I mean, dude, I must have done at least 2 or 1 20-minute moto a day every time I rode.
Yeah.
So I really worked on that. I think kudos to my team for letting me ride the 450 because I think that helped.
Yeah.
That bike is a beast to ride, and it gave me a lot more respect for these guys that that do it week in and week out. Because, dude, it is like it's scary almost. Yeah. Like, and I mean, I've raced since I was 3 years old, and you know, I rode 450s all the time, and racing it is literally like I don't know how to describe it any other way to a fan, but it's straight up like scary to be out there because like when those guys pass you, Anderson passed me for like 17th because we both went down, and when he passed me, I swear to God, I felt the track like rumble. I was like, just get me off of here. So I knew coming to the next 250 race, I had that in my back pocket. Like, I've already been through hell.
Yeah.
There's no way it's gonna be as gnarly as that.
Right.
So any of these guys, if they want to give me crap or rough me up a little bit, I've already been roughed up way worse.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, seriously, I've just been trying to do as many long motos as I can, even if I have to back it down. Like, okay, track's really rough on a practice day. Don't want to risk it too much. I'm going to ride at 80%, and I'm still going to do my 20-minute moto, and I'm not going to take it easy on myself because, I mean, dude, the track was so gnarly tonight. You couldn't even ride it at 100%. Yeah. I kind of had to ride it at 85, 90 and just make sure my form was good and just click off laps. So
it's funny because we saw you come here last year with Mitch, and I don't remember how you did, but you looked impressive.
Yeah, I got I got eighth.
Okay.
I remember I was thinking about it on the way here because I had
you run in front of heat?
That was it?
Yeah, I almost won the heat race.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of been my MO, like, early on in my pro career is I've always had great bike ability and speed and talent, maybe a little bit of flash, but it's always my story has always been like, man, if I would have just had a little bit more at the end of the race, man, if I would have had a little bit more time to prepare. So this team is really, really smart on if things aren't perfect, don't ride that day, stay healthy as long as you can.
Yeah.
So other teams, it's more like, hey, dude, I don't care if you're not feeling today. The watch doesn't lie. You got to pick it up, and then you end up killing yourself.
Yeah.
So kudos to my team again. I really just got to work really hard on myself with Vince. That's obviously a great riding partner these last 3 weeks, just moto after moto after moto. And when I came here, I knew, like, okay, I'm riding good, and I worked on my form a lot. I know I can do 15 minutes now, no problem. I haven't done a 15-minute moto in forever. I've just been doing 20s.
Right.
So
I feel like, though, SoCal kid, and now we're talking about two – good Seattle races.
Yeah.
Like, who knew?
It's impressive, right? I think so, because, dude, this track is like, it's only way to describe it is kind of scary to be out there. If you're not on your toes and on your game, like, stuff can really bite you. I mean, I've seen Smith pushing his bike off at the end there, and Smith is no joke, dude. And he's from Georgia or that area. So, he rides stuff like this all the time. So it's no joke to sneak up on guys like that, even. So, Cali kid, like, lately, I've been riding like Elsinore and a Honda test track, and those
great
tracks are bone dry, like straight up. Like, if it's water, then it's just slippery. So, I qualified today the worst I've qualified in like 2 years, but I was like, I'm riding great. Why?
Yeah.
I think just the rain and A practice was a little bit slower than B practice.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, I was like 13th overall, but like a second off of third.
Yeah.
So, I was like, try not to read into it too much. The heat race I rode okay, but I knew, like, okay, when the main comes, I'm going to bring it. Got a terrible start, but I just was like, I know I got it in me now to go 15, 20 minutes.
I kind of felt like you and Marchbanks were – he was ahead of you, but
you guys were
chugging along together, kind of, you know, I felt like.
Yeah, I mean, dude, at one point I felt like I passed, like, three really good guys. Like, I passed, like, Nicoletti, Bordon, and I want to say, like, Bomber. And I was like, all right, I got to be up towards the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And my pit board said ninth. I'm like, God dang, I got some work to do. And then I stuck to my lines, and I stuck just hitting all the rhythms is really hard to do that. I just stayed focused, and I started riding the sand pretty well. And then next thing you know, I caught Mosman. I could put a good pass on him. I caught Thrasher, put a good pass on him. Caught this guy, put a good pass on him. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was just riding aggressive. I seen I had like 3 minutes left, and Smith had a fall. And even with the last couple laps, I was still biting my teeth, and I was ready for more. So I think team's happy. I'm happy. So hopefully I can try and win a heat race next weekend. I think that would be awesome. Oh, no heat races.
Oh, it's Triple Crown next week?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Hopefully I can try and get on a podium in one of those things, right? I don't think it's far-fetched. I mean, maybe people might disagree, but I'm going to go in there with high hopes.
Cool, man. Well, good job tonight. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
All right, Freckle, Mitchell Oldenburg, back to 450s full-time. Let's tackle that first. What's with that decision? I like it. I'm a fan of it. Why'd you do it?
Many reasons. I wanted to race 450 from the get-go this year. I just felt like I rode all last summer at home on the 450. I did a bunch of fall racing in Texas and on the 450, the Worlds on the 450, and I was just feeling like things were clicking and I was getting better and I was having fun. So ultimately, I raced the 250 this year because it was a better paycheck. And then after Dallas, it was kind of like I did so well and it just everything came so easy to me. It's like I don't want to take a step backwards and go back to a 250. So just want to continue to grow on it and see what I can do fully committed to it. I've done races here and there throughout the year, but never fully committed to it. Always had the 250 in the back of my head. So
yeah, I'd said that on a show this week that you kind of cruise in 450s because you wanted to protect, you know, top five guy in 250s, right?
Yeah, exactly. And for me personally, like, I've been a top five guy for feels like forever now, maybe 8, 9, 10
you
years.
You have the most starts? Are you? No.
Most laps.
Most laps, yeah.
What I was told. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. But, I just – a top 10 in this 450 class means a lot more to me than a top 5 in a 250 class. And to be honest, if I'm not in the top 5 on a 250 class, it's not very fun and it's not a good night, right? Like, I'm going home bummed out. And I feel like there's a lot of growth for me in this class and in the 250 class. To be completely honest, I feel like I'm peaked. I feel like that's as fast as I can go on a 250, and I'm going to be a fifth-place guy for as long as I want to be. So more so just want to see what I can do on a 450. I know I'm towards the end of this, and I want to give it a fair shot.
Well, you picked a hell of a one to come back to. Gnarly. We've had a lot of these this year. It was tough out there.
Yeah, it was brutal. This is normally my jam, too. Like, I like this kind of stuff. I don't like necessarily hanging it out. I like to back it down a little bit and just do the jumps and make my way around the track. So pumped up pretty dang hard, which is weird because I don't get arm pump. I've got it maybe 5 times in my life, and tonight was number 6. So just kind of struggled with the clutch position today. Like, couldn't figure out. Yeah, just I'm not a huge fan of the hydraulic clutch, so I'm still – I don't know. I did a lot of years on the KTM, but I still feel like I'm figuring it out. I prefer the cable clutch, and just couldn't find that right spot to position the lever today. And I just pumped up in the main. It was just too far out, and it was hard to reach, and that was it. But I fought hard. Penny was just moving, and I didn't have anything for him.
I don't know what's the plan for the team in the races. Can you get SMX? I'm thinking, can you look towards SMX as a possibility?
So my plan is, I don't want to do outdoors, to be completely honest. Like,
we've covered this with you.
It's crossed my mind so many times. I've gone back and forth. Like, last summer I rode a lot of outdoors, and man, I'm feeling really good. And then I go to the track the next day and I'm like, this is miserable. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to be here. So the plan for me is, I think I got 4 more 450 rounds for Supercross. Yeah. Hopefully that's enough for the LCQ. And to be honest, I'm just going to get ready for the LCQ. Okay. Fort Worth is 40 minutes from my house. Yeah. Vegas is an hour and a half from the shop. So it kind of makes sense just to go for that. I think with my 250 points now, I'm going to be around already qualified in that class for the LCQ. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe come Super Motocross, I can pick what class I want to ride. Maybe I can race 250 one weekend, 450 the next. We just don't know what's going to happen with people making points and stuff this year. So. But no outdoors for me. Yeah.
That's, and how many more Supercrosses? 4?
I believe so. 4 or 5.
Things change sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. So, I'm enjoying it this year. I'm having fun. Like I said, I know I'm closer to the end than the beginning, so just trying to take it in. Yeah.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.